Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Relationships are hard, and that's why I'm here. Hey, friend, it's Cami Crawford. Think of me as your big sister slash audible BFF that you can always trust to give you the real tea. This is my show, Relationship, the advice podcast that covers all relationship topics, the good, the bad, and the straight up shitty. Need advice? Send your story to hello@relationshippod.com or DM me at relationship on IG and tune in for new episodes every Friday. Be sure to follow us and subscribe so you don't miss all the hot goss. And if you're loving the show, please leave us a review. Talk soon, bestie.
I'm Caroline Stanbury, star of The Real Housewives of Dubai. I'm remarried and living my best life ever. See, there's so much life after divorce. I'm starting my new chapter unapologetically. I'm bringing real stories, real life, real talk on all things that aren't said between each other, society, the sheets, and everything in the middle. And lucky me, you'll be joining me on the journey. Listen to all new episodes every Wednesday. So buckle up.
So welcome back to another episode of Divorce Not Dead.
This is what happens, the men take over your lives.
Sorry, honey.
So we are in Marbella on about the sixth trip we've been on. Now we've got done from three kids down to, well, two, because my daughter's here with her friend.
It's been so intense.
So intense. Let me tell you, so people keep writing to me going, oh, you know, where are your kids? My kids are on all these holidays. Again, they're 13-year-old boys and a 17-year-old daughter. Unless they are held down at gunpoint.
Or we pay them.
They aren't going to be in our social media. They're embarrassed by us and social media and. So there's just no point forcing them, just so that you guys can feel better about my relationship with my children.
They literally don't want anything related to any other things that we do.
No. Or photos, you know, in general. And actually, I've figured out it's the age. They just aren't interested, which is fine. Anyway, so we set off and we've been on all these different trips. And as most of you know, that you're kind of forced out of the Middle East because it's like 50 degrees right now. Nobody's there. It's like a ghost town.
Put them into perspective. So last year, basically, we traveled for 60 days straight.
I couldn't do it. And like at the end of it, We were going to get divorced.
Yeah, we are not doing it anymore. No. This is just a lot. Because basically, Caroline was so funny. She was like, oh my God, I actually love traveling with you. It's so different than traveling with my ex-husband. And fuck yes, obviously, because I literally do everything. I pack, unpack, five kids, like everything going on. So it's a lot. So we say no more traveling more than 2 weeks.
It's been more than 2 weeks, I think. It's been 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
I know that. That's what we said last year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So basically what happens is, you know, we split the custody. I have 50-50 with my ex-husband, which is great. 1 week, 1 week. And that's actually really works out for us. But the holiday, we do 1 month, 1 month. I think we discussed this and I didn't know how to do it. And I'm actually not sure this is working out for us.
Initially, it was pretty good for us because we said, okay, amazing. We take over 1 month and then
we
August.
Have a month off.
Is us. So we are back to be us, back to just get that romantic feeling, you know, that we had when we started.
But now we're so bloody drained. We don't want the 1 month, just the two of us. As in, like, we don't want to travel again. We're going home. I'm going home. Like, I just want my bed. I want to hug my dogs, get my routine back.
You
want to
hug your dogs?
Yes.
Okay, you don't hug me.
No. I just want my routine back. Well, that's not true, actually. We've had a really good time.
Actually, I have to say, we had an amazing tiki-tiki yesterday. That was just out of this world.
Okay, well, yes, I'd had a whole bottle of rosé.
I know, it's just so funny. Every time she drinks a little bit, she just comes, like, I mean, a different person. It's like, sees...
My body takes...
A Caroline.
My body's taken over possessed. By whispering angel.
Yes, it's like... it's like a crazy thing coming out of her body. It's crazy.
I suggest it for everybody, actually. So, well, this is what we wanted to discuss because, you know, I really do suggest that. And actually, it's quite hard with kids. We're actually in a bungalow now, which is really nice, by the way. I've never been to this hotel, but I love it. And my daughter's in a different
room.
We're
in Marbella, just for you guys.
And before, the last week, we've had Zach in my room every night. So, like, you know, of last 2 weeks, actually. So, and Yasmin and Aaron shared a room. So, you know, the holiday is for the kids. And that's fine. We dedicate ourselves to it. And that's, you know, as you all know, Sergio and I are prolific travelers. So we kind of feel
we
like
have to, yeah.
this is what we do, right? We'll do two big holidays a year with the kids. Having said that now, I'm actually want to, and any of you have better ideas, I just don't think it works because I've got teenagers who are 17 and I've got 13-year-old boys. None of them want to do the same thing.
The problem, honey, we are
very
lucky.
And they all want a friend. They all
we are very lucky because living in Dubai, we get so much help. And then as soon as we leave from Dubai, it's just quite tough because we actually have to do everything.
Yeah, we need a holiday from our holiday.
Exactly. I'm so tired. Like, I think I age probably 10 years in the last month.
I found gray hairs in your hair.
I mean,
lots.
That's the last thing you can find, honey.
In your beard, in your hair, they're everywhere.
I am so tired. My idea of having kids, it was always amazing. It was always a dream. It was always beautiful.
The good news is,
I call my wife and I say, fuck my generation. There's no more Carallo. I don't want kids.
He did. He actually called me and said, fuck the next generation.
Honey, 100%. Like, yeah,
he doesn't want children.
He's
not sure he wants children. And can you believe this?
I'm miserable. Like, it's crazy. I've been suffering. I've been stressed. I'm tired. I mean, it's not a holiday. This is not a holiday. Having kids is a nightmare. Thank you.
He had to go to the airport every day, twice, to drop off my kids.
I've been coming to Madrid for the last 25 years, okay? It's been amazing. I absolutely love Madrid. Now I started to hate Madrid because since I've been coming with my wife...
To those of you that don't understand Spanglish, that's Madrid.
Madrid. Since I've been coming with my wife, it's been a full-time job on steroids. I've been like literally taking care of the kids, bringing them to the airport, like helping them with everything. While my lovely wife is having... an amazing massage or treatment and just giving me things to do. And I'm like, okay, honey, I mean, it's my hometown. I want to take care of you, but it's a lot.
Yeah, I've actually got his whole family involved.
No. My mom is doing things for her. My dad is doing things for her. My sister arranged a few things. I'm taking care of the kids. I mean, what the fuck is this, honey?
It's actually a holiday for me. So I had, you know, like, look, any of you know at my age, which you forget, between a 3 week or 4 week holiday, your hair goes gray.
You're a princess, honey.
No, darling. No, I'm not.
You're going to the princess, baby.
We're going to the most exclusive places in the world, and I've got an inch of a gray root. Plus, my tan, I've gone white. I'm like Pyrex, whiter than white and heat resistant. If I don't get a spray tan, you know.
Honey, por favor.
No, I blend in with
baby,
the sand.
They are your kids, my friend. They are not my kids.
So I have to do my hair.
Okay, so by the meantime, I suffer. That's just what's happening. Like,
well, I don't speak Spanish anyway, so like I've got to go to the check-in counter and explain where my kids are going. So you may as well take them while I do my hair. It's called divide and conquer, Sergio.
Divide and conquer. Oh my God, this is amazing. Okay, so divide and conquer means Caroline is having a treatment, having her nails done and a massage at the same time.
I did my hair.
And I am on the phone with her on 45 minutes explaining what chicken wings in Spanish is, what mostaza, ketchup, potatoes, patatas. I'm like, Aaron, por favor, shut out your mouth. Just order anything. I was like, oh my God, my phone bill is crazy. I'm dealing with him on the phone, trying to arrange everything. Then with the driver. Then he wanted delivery in the room. I'm like, Aaron, por favor, just order a fucking chicken wings.
It's not that easy, darling. The normal delivery doesn't work. It's, what's it called in Spanish?
Oh, Uber Eats. Oh, no one knows about Uber Eats.
But the
Globo,
menu,
honey, Globo. It's like Uber Eats.
No, the menu is in. Oh, there you go, Globo. It's not Uber Eats.
Maybe, it's
no
the
one's
same.
Heard of Globo. No,
maybe it's a
no, I've never heard of it.
And there
never heard
all
of
the
it.
Menu below.
The menu is in Spanish, darling. None of us speak Spanish. Anyway, facts is Like, it's been tough.
Crazy. Like, crazy. Very tough, actually.
And the thing is, like, I don't know. And if anyone has a better idea, we can't be the only people that go through this. Wait,
one second. And then Caroline sent me to the airport with the other kid. And then I arrive and they say, no, he's not allowed to travel alone.
Flowers. No young flyers. So Sergio, I mean, I'm at the end of my
No. He wanted McDonald's on the way. We find a McDonald's on the way. Then now, it's not Caroline taking care of my dad. It's Aaron taking over my dad. I'm like, oh my God, is he actually pushing my dad to go to McDonald's? We go to McDonald's. Then he's like, oh, no, I don't really want it. I don't feel like it. We go to the airport. Then we find McDonald's. And then he wants to sit in that area. So I have to walk with him. I was like,
I mean, it's because he's not their father that he does all this, because I would have probably left Aaron in that McDonald's and said, see you in 2 weeks. But anyway, the fact is they're gone. They had a wonderful time.
Yes, the fact is I don't get
They've had a wonderful time.
Anything, honey. Like, how much do you love your husband? I've been fucking working for you the last month on a full-time job, Carolina.
Working for us.
Oh, for us. Oh, yeah. Doing things for the kids, you mean?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
But, you know, the fact is that people always say, and I think, you know, we've said this before, kids get easier as they get older. That is simply not true.
Absolutely fake. It's bullshit
fake
completely.
News. Fake news. Like, so don't fall for that trap, people.
I'm telling you, the idea of a baby, it was amazing for me. It was my dream my whole life. After having three kids that are not mine, but I'm taking care of them. Like, I mean, the last month. Let me just tell you.
He packs, he unpacks, he loads things. He's been amazing. You've been amazing, darling. No. I'm giving you that. But that's what being a father is and a stepfather. Bad luck.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay, because everybody I'm talking to, they said, you do all these things for your stepsons. And then all the time when they're a teen, they're like, ta-ta, lovely to meet you, but...
Okay, he has this thing that if we ever, you know, if I ever die or broke up,
oh my
that
God,
my
don't
kids,
talk about that, Carolina.
I know, he cries every time.
Death, I cannot talk about it.
He cannot. He's decided he's going to die with me.
100%, anyway, I'm going with you.
You can't, darling. We have 20 years.
Maybe I'm going.
Well, then that would
my
be
my purpose
that
in life is done.
Right. Okay. Well, that's silly. But anyway, what was the point of that? Now you've made me lose my train of
thought.
Honey,
the kids, baby. I have this idea of
that they're going to, like, you know, boot him out the house and never want to live with him or love him again.
It's not about that, honey. At the end, I'm not the father. I'm not family. I had the kids since they were 9, but they are not really related, baby. So as soon as they build a family for themselves, sadly, they are not going
to
really call...
You spoke to one person, okay? Again, any of you out there that have been through this...
It happened to her.
There are one woman, okay? One woman. That does not make us a whole, like, you know, world of... This is truly what's going to happen. It's happened to one or two people. You are, my kids do love you, and I don't believe that.
I do love
them,
honey.
So anyway, we to protect against that in general, you know, I know that you all know we did a prenup, and then we are going to do a will, because that's also for all of you out there. That's very different, because if you get divorced, that's one thing, right? I mean, absolutely. You go your separate ways. But if you die suddenly, he's right. In some ways, you need to be make sure that everything is set out, that your kids and him know where it is. Because it's not his fault that I've suddenly dropped dead.
Oh my God, Carolina, okay. Please stop talking about death. This is not what it's about. We are right. Talking about how hard kids are, how difficult traveling with them are.
Traveling, yes. Okay, we're going back.
Exactly. Thank you. So she's going to last forever. I'm going with her.
Anyway,
let's put it there.
So that's one way to make sure that there's no blurred lines for that. And I, you know, that's something I have to do anyway. I haven't done a will since I was married. But anyway, back to traveling. Listen, traveling with children, I think the mistake and the overall mistake we've made over the last few years, because I'm thinking back to when I was married and did holidays with the kids, we did not change destination.
I know, that's
three
exactly
to four times.
Like,
we need to get a villa.
Taking planes with three kids is the worst thing in the planet. In Europe, there are like lots of little stops that you go to a place, then you keep going. I mean, like...
Packing, repacking. It's not relaxing. I think, you know, I think it would be much better, and actually the kids would love it, because...
What do we do?
We get a villa, we stay 1 month or 3 weeks, and then we let them all bring a friend.
Yeah, but I don't think they want to do that, baby.
Well, I think they would.
Because the places they want to go, they're extremely expensive, first of all, and it's just very hard to find a villa for a whole month to stay there.
Or my new idea was to speak to their father at some point. He's not going for it right now because he's single.
If you think, I know where you're going, if you think I'm traveling with Jim, it's not happening. Thank you.
No, not that. Because he's single, obviously his 1 month off is really important to him. And I get that on his own, right? And that's when he has it the most fun. That's why I'm completely willing to sort of do it. But I do think that, you know, maybe we could split up the kids.
Let's be honest, honey. We really need that month of just us. How excited you are to just go back home. There's going to be nobody because I'm going to Bali for work. Like, oh my God. Need that, Caroline.
Can I just say, this is the first time. So Sergio is leaving on the 28th with his mother, of course.
So we are in Marbella now. We fly back to Madrid 2 days. Then we fly to Dubai. And I have 1 day in Dubai and I'm going to Bali for work. I'm going to be there 8 days. And Caroline is the most excited I've seen her. This is actually, it's very sad to be honest, honey, because...
I'm excited because, well, I think I'm excited, but then it's just hit me that the kids aren't there, you're not there, and nobody lives in anymore. So I'll just have to get my friends to sleep over. But I'm very excited. I can watch whatever I want because we fight a lot about that.
Yeah, we don't fight anymore. I mean, she only likes crimes and like disasters and killing people. Like she loves drama. And for me, I don't like drama. I like happiness. I like romantic stuff and she doesn't like it. So, you know.
We've had an amazing time. I just think that there must be better ways of doing this because we're trying to please three children who want to go to three different places to see all their friends. And actually, Ibiza really worked this year because they all had friends in Ibiza. All of them.
I mean,
it was wonderful.
They had the most amazing plans. They were on their own.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think...
They all had school friends there and it really worked out.
It's very sad because last year we did Croatia. We took them alone with us. And we had a great time, but it was very difficult, to be honest.
Yeah, we couldn't entertain them. They were miserable.
And Caroline, like, while she sleeps the whole morning, me, by the meantime, I slept, like, 5 hours, and I swim in 3 pools, I play 50 times ping pong, I went for a run, I ate 3 times with your lovely son, Zach. So he literally destroys me.
I do think you forget, though, I'm 47, darling. I do need a break. I work bloody hard in Dubai,
Baby,
too.
I understand, Carolina.
And anyway, you know what really makes me laugh? He spends 2 days with the kids, and he's, like, absolutely wiped out. Like, he comes back on his knees like he's broken.
It's like I've been on a
festival.
Like, he's
been to war.
Like, war.
And
I'm so
like,
tired.
These are three
Black
little people.
Black things under my eye.
That's luggage. These are little people. I'm like, it's so funny. He's 28 years old. He's built like a sort of, I don't know what it's called, like a brick house. And he can't keep up.
Maybe your kids are not normal, honey. They're,
no, they're absolutely
normal. They're terremoto.
Normal.
That's how we call
they're
it in Spanish. They're like
normal.
A non-stop kids, baby.
Yes, they aren't.
They're like a full-on thing.
Your mother said you were exactly the same.
Okay,
exactly
true.
The same.
No,
sorry.
I have to say, I was hyperactive. And then golf actually helped me a lot to develop the other side of my personality, which helped me a lot to relax. So I think it's very good for kids, just to, and for parents, to put them into sports, to try to develop all their abilities.
Well, that's wonderful, which is what they all do in Dubai. But how the hell are we going to do that on holiday?
Know,
the holidays
true,
is the problem. So any of you out there that have a better idea than we've come up with, because we still haven't solved it, I actually did suggest going on holiday with their father and, you know, and he...
I don't think I will feel comfortable.
He's not ready
I can
yet.
Do that. I mean, I don't think he's ready. I could be ready. But from his side, I don't think he's ready. If I would be in his position as a man, I want to control everything. And I, you know, like he would want to control everything and I don't want to be there.
Well, no, I don't mean live in the same house, darling, at all. I mean that we're in the same city so that we just say, okay, you take Zach and Aaron.
We did that in Ibiza, kind of. He was there in Ibiza.
Yeah, but he wasn't planning on seeing us. We didn't know. That was by accident. Oh, okay. So it wasn't like I couldn't use him like that.
Yeah.
Like if I could have used him and said, you take Yasmin tonight, I'll take the boys tonight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that would have been wonderful.
Yeah.
But we couldn't use him because that was a holiday he planned with, you know, like a party holiday.
I have a question for you. Do you think things are going to change in terms of summer when Yasmin goes to university next year and we only have the two boys?
I think that will make a massive difference, to be honest. Yasmin has decided probably this will be her last summer anyway with us because she's 17 now. Then she's off, hopefully, to the States, people. You never know.
And let me tell you, because just that excuse, she's been having the summer of her life. We arranged literally everything for her. We went to Ibiza for her. We came to Marbella for her. So, award to the mom of the year here because she's been amazing.
She hasn't realized.
I know, but like literally, she asked for whatever she asked, we give it to her. So, you know, and she's still horrible. That's what kids are doing.
I mean, she's not horrible, but she's, you know, a teenager.
Ungrateful, yeah. Typical, you know, like just complaining, but, you know.
I'm the worst mum in the world. But anyway, I think we've all been through it. If I hear like, oh, you're the worst mum in the world.
She will take care of you after, honey. She will realize because I was horrible when I was 18. I was literally like, you know, I was just not good. And then now look at me. I'm bringing my mum to Bali, taking care of her. You know, I love it. It's amazing.
Yeah. No, you are amazing with your mum. It's ridiculous. So as I said, it's got easier now. Like, it's Yasmin obviously is a, it's easier because Yasmin can get into taxis by herself. She can, you know, she's an adult really, so she can go out, and so we're not trying to entertain them.
So she only joins us, let's say, lunches and dinners because she wants to just do her own thing on holiday, which is very good. The problem is when we have the two boys, because Aaron wants to stay at home in the hotel playing video games, and Zach only wants to do things with us, but they don't want to do things together. So it's quite tough to just manage each of the kids' expectations.
It's like a Rubik's Cube. It's like it's a Rubik's Cube. One of you stay here, we go out there. It's difficult.
And the problem is, I actually cannot get anything from Caroline, you know, so I lost all the passion and all the feelings in terms of, like, you know, like, we cannot be us. And that's, I think, the most common mistake in relationships when you have kids. That's why I'm double thinking of having kids, because I see what happens when we go together and we travel for a month and we are with them. Like, I mean, we don't have time to do anything together. We don't have time to have sex. We don't have time to, you know, just have little romantic moments. It's all about them. And that's why, for me, with my age, I'm trying to understand how can I make that work for the future, having kids, and make sure we, I mean, we prioritize them, but also we make time for us.
It's coming back now because we've now got our own room and we're having fun and we're going out for lunches with our friends.
Slowly,
as well.
Yes. But
it does. It disconnects you completely because you're apps. By the time we fall into bed,
We're tired.
We don't even talk
to each other. No. We're like, we look at the Instagram 2 minutes and then talk. We pass out. We are gone.
Gone.
And it's so sad because, you know, we just go through all these amazing holidays with them, but, you know, we just don't connect with each other, like, because it's just impossible.
It's a job.
It's impossible. It's a job.
It's an actual job.
It's a job.
We are.
And kids, actually, a cute reminder, makes us fight because one wants the other one, the other one wants the other thing. It's just, you know, like, the balance is so tough to just keep it balanced, and we fight. So.
But that's why, you know, a lot of divorce comes after
the
children.
Someone told me a lot of divorce comes after the third child.
Really?
Yes. Someone told me that, actually. Like, he said, listen, most of the marriages, they work until the second child. When the third one comes, boom. Because it's just so hard to manage three kids' expectations. Like, there are three different humans. And then at the end, you lose that connection with your partner.
That's what people, when they say, let's have lots of children, completely forget. That they're three different humans. It's not like you're going to get like three robots that all go, Mom, you know, we want to go to lunch at this place. We all like the same food. They all want absolutely different things.
But I think three is the number where you actually break that. If you have five or more, then each of them help each other, because it happened with my cousins, you know, like the older helps the other one. It's like a whole family.
We're not doing that, darling. I'm
no?
not.
No. Oh, I would love to have eight kids with you, honey.
No.
Okay. But if you have two, I think that's the limit. I mean, I would love to have two. I know I'm lucky if I get one, but
he's up and down like yo-yo.
I don't know what to
he
do.
He doesn't
to be
know
honest.
What to do. He's so up and
it's
down.
It's so
bless
hard.
Him.
Like, I'm 28. I'm turning 29 this year. My wife is 47. And I don't know what to do. I mean, we have a little boy on ice with the IBF. We are super happy. The problem is we're in a position in life that we have a big decision to make, because our life can change for the good in 5 years when they're all gone. It will just be Carla and me, and it will be lovely. So it's a big decision.
It is a big decision. It's a very big decision, because I don't ever want him to regret that. But, you know, and also, look, this 1 month of really hard work, and it's not like, see, you know, Sergio and I make life...
We are very lucky, to be honest.
Yeah, we make life look very easy. Yes. And it's
everything looks amazing on Instagram. Everything seems that we're on holiday. But the reality is...
We work very, very hard. We're like, my friends call me a busy idiot.
Yes, we are day and night, like, you know, doing our stuff. You know, even now I'm going to Bali, I'm going to literally just pretend I'm on holiday. But I'm, you know, I have like probably seven meetings a day.
You're annoying. He's like, he scheduled himself to the night for. He even put it in schedule. I've just read it. 11 a.m. smoothie. Like, who schedules the fucking smoothies?
Maybe I have to do it. If not,
it takes the joy out
work.
Of everything.
I know, but I'm going there for work and I want to make the most out of the whole
Why
trip.
Why do you need to write 11 a.m. smoothie?
Because you're not going
to
forget.
What if you're thirsty at 12?
That's going to be my lunch, honey. No, 11 a.m. is going to be my smoothie.
I can't get involved.
You have to do it that way, honey.
Fine.
So people are going to think I'm on holiday, putting all these amazing, you know, places.
He's not on holiday.
But the reality is I'm going to be
I think we spoke about Bali. We finally put some money down in Bali. We're very excited.
Oh my God. We will do another podcast about what we are doing in Bali when we close.
Later.
But he's super excited.
And I want, and maybe that can be his baby. And actually that's,
baby,
you know.
My baby is not going to be something in Bali, my friend.
But anyway, the fact is, you know, Sergio and I work best as business partners and, you know, lovers and best friends.
But let me tell you, I was actually talking to my friend yesterday who is 2 years younger than me. And I said, you know, because he was telling me, listen, don't you feel temptation sometimes? You know, don't you feel like, you know, because you have a big, big age gap in the beginning, the sex was amazing. And now how you keep up with that sex? And I said, it was just very simple. I said to him, listen, we were about to have sex yesterday and I forgot to charge my phone. I was turning left to get my charger and this horrible human, which is my wife, she literally just pushed me out of the bed with her feet. Like, and it actually hurt, but it was just so funny that just made that sex a scene so much more, I don't know, let's say easygoing. So then I went to get my phone, came back, and the whole energy changed. And I think that's the key. I know what we're going to last forever. And I know why we have that connection. And that's the most important thing, have that friendship connection. It's not about anything else. And that was my explanation to my friend. I said, listen, don't focus on looks. Don't focus on anything. You have that connection. You can literally just create anything you want with a person.
It's funny because his friend comes on a lot of trips with us and like he's been on a few now. And obviously,
so he's very good looking. He's an amazing, very successful, but he's a baby. Like he's
mentally. He's 2 years younger than you, right?
Yeah, 2 years. But like mentally,
someone asked me yesterday on the beach if it was my son. So exactly. Just so
it's actually
know.
Very funny. Let me tell you, because people cannot put together like our group like lately these 2-3 days because it's my friend, which is 25 years old, myself, which I'm 28, Caroline with 47, and two daughters or two girls with
17.
So it's like, who's the boyfriend? Who is the lover? There is two lovers. There is
yeah. No one can understand if they're both my lovers,
it's
my
so
son,
good.
Whatever. Anyway, it's very funny. But, you know, obviously his friend is like into, you know, the, I don't know, he'll come in and show him his girlfriends or girlfriends that he's talking to, as he should. And they're all like in their Victoria's Secret, you know, underwear. I don't think Sergio's seen Victoria's Secret
Tell
underwear.
Tell them what happened in the room. What? My friend came to the room. I mean, he's used to it, obviously.
Oh, yes,
but I was just thinking, and Caroline was thinking for a moment because my wife was with an eye mask on the top of the head with glasses. With earplugs, I think, on the hand, and a pyjama that looked like Mr. Peggy from the UK.
My full-on silk pajamas. And I, you know, I'm around him now, and he's seen me with makeup, without makeup, you know, like whatever, at my worst and at my best. And, you know, I don't care.
We don't really think about it, but I'm sure he was like on his head, oh my God. Like
that's
a lot.
I'm sure he goes to bed with girls sort of like who are in like high heels and you know, bodysuits and nipple tassels. And then he comes
nipple
here.
Nipple tassels?
Well, I don't know, darling.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that the rage
I want to see you
days?
One day on those.
I don't know. I wouldn't even know what to do. And then, you know, then he comes into his, you know, best friend's room with his wife, who's like, you know, literally, I look like I'm going to bed as a vicar.
That is so funny.
Like, you know, tied to the neck, right down to my ankles. And I'm sitting and chatting to them with my glasses on. It's so funny. And then I go, God, what
it's
must
so
he
good.
Think?
It's
what
so
must
good.
He think? Actually, we were on the beach. This is a good one too. We were
oh
on the beach
God.
Yesterday.
So my wife left.
I went to Chanel with a girlfriend.
With a friend. And literally, we are laying down there. And these two, like, beautiful women with like 45, let's say, I think 46 years old, very good looking, a bit like pum pum. That's how I call it. Typical Latina, you know, big boobs, good body, a lot of curves, you know, comes to us and then literally like start like kind of like
flirting them.
Big time. Like
they're
big
very
time.
Good looking. And then Sergio flashes his wedding ring. And
no,
I'm not
and
picking
I was,
up the phone.
I was literally just ignoring, you know, just being like a bit of an asshole because, I mean, why do I need to talk to her? Like I have a wife, you know, and I love her. So, and then she starts saying, oh, you are, you know, with your face up, like kind of like, you know, like you think you're a lot of yourself. I'm like, no, no. And I look at the finger and she's like, oh my God, you're married. I'm like, oh. And she was like, oh my God, your wife is coming. And I look at her face and she was so scared. And she told me that, you know, the husband left her and she starts saying, oh my God, I'm 47. I'm never going to find someone. No one is going to love me anymore. I don't believe in love anymore. Look at me. Like her mindset was so low and I felt so sad for her. And I was like, oh my God, you need to talk to my wife. And then my wife came and you start talking to her.
oh my God, I mean, talking to her, she grabbed me. And for me, it was like the set that one of these women, so she had offloaded, like, you know.
I mean,
so like,
I was telling my friend, literally, listen, I'll pay you everything. I'll give you a boat, anything you want.
Yeah, like, she was like, she's rich, really rich. And she was like, and she looks at me and sits down. And, you know, obviously, I'm not a young supermodel, so she just cannot understand.
It's like, how?
How? She kept going, how? I'm like, I don't know whether to slap her. And I'm like, what do you mean? She goes, okay, are you really rich? And I went, no, not really rich. And she goes,
it's so
like,
good.
Oh, no, but you know, you're not, is he really rich? Are you really rich? I'm like, no, we love each other. We're just normal. And
she just, even when she was talking to me, she couldn't put it together. She was like, how, like, and she was, sorry, she was 44. I told her, listen, my wife is 47. And she was shocked, literally. She's like, oh my God. And she said, oh, but I live in Stockholm, and people don't do this in Stockholm. You know, they will look at me, everybody. I cannot walk with someone like you. I'm like, listen, that's the main problem that you have. You look at other people's opinion. You just focus on yourself. Live your life.
No, it's not the only thing. It was just, oh, like, I
it was,
you know,
terrible.
It was like, I mean, I understand. Like, I mean, if you were like 48, 49, you wouldn't date her. It was exhausting. And that's the problem women have, like this whole, like, you know, my life is over. Life is not over. I, you know, Sergio was meant to be my fun. I wasn't meant to marry him.
Okay? Oh, honey, thank you so much.
Well, you know what I mean? So I never thought my life was over. I always thought of myself as the prize, not the, like, the booby prize.
Your mentality, honey, and your mindset is everything. All these women, you know, like, they just get dropped like they're nobody by the husband.
You know, your friend, the one that we were talking about before, he always says to me, how do you have the confidence to let him out? And, you know, do you ever get jealous? And obviously, you know, as I said, they're younger boys. So they're like showing each other pictures of girls and stuff like this. And, you know, Sergio follows girls. I couldn't care less. And
that comes with age. I was actually talking to Edu, my friend, as well, about that yesterday. And he said, bro, it's amazing that Caroline doesn't get jealous. I'm like, yes, because he's already twisted in life. Like, he's been through everything. He's done everything. Like, you know, she's here because he loves me. She could have been with, like, crazy, crazy people. And then she chose me. So as much as I needed her, she needed me. And we complement each other. I was in a position in my life that, you know, I needed that confidence back because of, you know, what I was, you know, what I went through in soccer and everything. And she gave me that back. Now I was telling Edu, if you literally tell me to take off my t-shirt, take off my pants here in Nobu, in Marbella, and walk around naked, I will do it. Why? Because I don't care. I don't give a shit about what people think. And Caroline made that on me. I was not like this before. And I think that's the missing part in all these women. They just don't have that partnership that brings you up here mentally.
The power to be able to let go, I think, is key. Letting go of all of that. And I think I get that a lot, you know, as I mean, Sergio, it's obviously also Edu is witnessing holidays with the kids, right? So he's helping Sergio ferry the kids around, come to the dinners, see the fights, you know, like, I don't know,
I
can spend 700 euros in Nobu and they still won't get it because they all want to go to Nobu for dinner.
I mean, it's really good, literally. Like,
but, you know, he's come in the worst time and he's like, oh my God, you know, because I'm sure at his age and your normal age, darling, you should be in Marbella in a nightclub till 6 a.m.
Yeah, actually,
with,
you know what he told me?
Four girls in bed with you.
He's like, I really appreciate when you guys come because it's like a relief from me because I see the world from different eyes. You know, I'm used to staying here in Madrid, partying like a rock star with everybody, the mentality is the same. And then literally you come almost pretty much same age as me with a very, very stable life, with huge responsibilities and with a completely different view on how life should be. And that's very eyes-opening for me.
Well, Edu's a very, very good-looking man, young guy. But, you know, I always wonder whether I think he wants to be you, but I don't think he could be you, darling.
I mean, it's very tough to meet me. I'm not saying,
yeah,
because of any reason, it's just because, shit, like, you have to give a lot and you get nothing for it.
Thank you.
Do you get that? No, actually, I get a lot of stuff, but it's, you know what I mean? Like, it's just a lot. Like, it's a constant stuff going on.
Considering at his age, what his friends or his counter, you know, parts are doing, he has got a lot of responsibility. And I don't give him enough
credit
for that, yes. I don't. I just expect it because obviously I was married 18 years and that's just what men do. But
this is not about business, it's not about anything. It's about like the three kids in a family, the wife, there's dogs, there's people working for us, there's just a lot of things, a lot of moving parts. At the end, shit, you are part of that. So it's just a lot that you have to, you know, be on day and night.
There is. And you've taken to it. Most people would have collapsed because there are amazing times. You know, Sergio and I have the most wonderful times as a you know,
the most together. Amazing times.
And then there are times where all the kids hate us at once. And, you know, and the thing is, because they're not his kids, you know, when Yasmin or the boys say that you're the worst mother in the world and I hate you, you know, it goes in one ear out the other, I think. But when they say it to him, I think it cuts a lot deeper because then he's like, oh, you know, I spent all this time with them and they just hate me.
I literally do everything for them.
They, like they don't honestly mean that.
I know, but I don't put myself never ever in front of them. And then everything I get from them is like, you should not be here. You should go back home, whatever. Boom, boom, boom. And it's just, it's brutal on me. I know they're kids, but you know.
But they don't mean it. They genuinely don't.
I know they don't mean
10
it.
Minutes later, they're texting you going, can you come, you know.
Yeah, obviously. Can you come to pick me up? Because there's no one else in the planet who would do it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Get it?
But yes. But then, you know, one day they'll see it. Maybe not today. But, you know, it's the same thing. You know, like I can buy them whatever gift they've just asked for. And then 2 minutes later, they've completely forgotten about it. And it's been thrown there. And I'm the worst mom in the world again. It is just, that's the universal thing about being a parent.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and speaking to your parents, I don't think you're any different, darling. I really don't.
I mean, I was a good kid in the beginning. Then I was, you know, because of my, I don't know, I think influence and people around me from talking and all that stuff, I was kind of like, you know, a bit hard on my parents. I mean, I was not it's about kid, it was just my age.
Well, I think what we've been trying to say is that, you know, this whole month or these 3-4 weeks we do it, you know, as I said, it's solid time with the children. It's an unnatural thing because, you know, usually you've got school to break up the days, you've got their friends, you've got the whatever. We are 24/7.
There's no support. There's like, it's like, this is exactly like going with that. You've been with her probably 2 weeks to Maldives. You don't know her. You are suffering like a motherfucker because you don't know what to do with her. And there's always problems. So this is like what I feel like.
What are you talking about? We have a great time in the Maldives.
Honey, I'm not talking about us, my friend. Okay. I'm talking about like bringing your kids with you because you are with them 24 hours. You don't know what to do with them. So that's just like, it's like going with someone that you don't have that confidence with.
I mean, in Dubai, we're so blessed. You know, I have my housekeepers. I have
exactly,
a driver.
That's what I mean.
I have my PA. So
you
everything
leave,
is
honey.
Organized. Nothing, you know, like now, you know, because one kid's over there. So you can, even if you're like picking up one or two, the driver's picking up the other one. We have no backup, backup.
So we cannot leave. You are in it and then you have to just perform.
and that's it. It's a marathon for us. It's an actual marathon. And it's not like we don't
work. The way that
life.
Marathon means in Caroline's mindset is being, receiving massages. And relax.
How many massages have I truly had on this trip?
But you've been relaxing a lot, actually.
When?
Maybe the whole time.
No.
I
don't find it to relax here. I'm mentally drained between you and them. I'm tortured.
Between me and them? Why me?
Yeah, well, I'm not, look how tired I am again. I'm going home for a holiday from my holiday. But, you know, I am interested to know if there's anyone out there that has this down pat or does this better or splits the kids differently. Because I do feel bad. Like, obviously, I don't want to split up the children, but I do think
I would love to
they
know
actually
how people
enjoy,
do it.
Yeah, they enjoy themselves. Maybe if they had
what's
more
way
one
to
and
do
one
it?
Attention.
Like, you know, like when you are divorced and the kids goes different paths, like how do you actually spend these 3 months of holiday? Like, what do you do with them? I mean, actually, I think it's a bit different case for us because we live in the Middle East and it gets very, very hot there.
Zach's gone now to 3 weeks to camp in
Geneva
and he loves it. So that he's
crazy.
Gone. Yeah, loves it. And
which
now,
is a big, as much as I love Zach, it's a big thing for us because, you know, he's just a bit hard on me. So, you know, it's good for me.
Zach is, you know, he loves to be with us. So it's a full-time thing. So this is so good for him because it takes his attention. It gives him sports. It makes him focus on other things. And he loves it. He's such a social. And one thing about him, he's so social.
So social, which is very good.
Yeah, which is great. And Aaron is off with my cousins now. So that's amazing. So I just think, I mean, I'm genuinely thinking about taking a house next year for like 3 weeks.
That's
telling
what you
them,
said last year.
Telling them all that they can bring a friend.
You know what we should do? Let me tell you. Go to Bali, get a crazy house, and everybody will bring a friend.
Everyone
and that's
brings
what we
a
do.
Friend and we just live there for
that's
three
it, because
weeks
Bali is affordable and it's good, and the lifestyle is amazing.
Yeah.
If you got an Ibiza, like, you spend a fortune.
I'm all over the newspaper this morning as a gazillionaire. As you and my talk.
I know,
again.
It's so funny.
It's so good.
Someone just told us we are in Serbia's newspaper.
Serbia.
Everywhere. It's so good.
Serbia. Anyway.
But the point is, as a stepfather, it's very, very hard. I'm finding very hard the idea of having another kid because, it's just, I thought it was going to be different, to be honest. I thought kids will get easier, not harder, as soon as they grow older. And I'm finding it very, very hard. I don't know if my parents, they told me my parents, they just spend so much time with me. It was just all about me. I don't know. It's just hard. I think because also living in the Middle
East.
Your
mother told me how you were brought up. That's ridiculous.
How?
Taking you to soccer school every single day,
maybe.
Waiting for you every single day.
Maybe. That's how Spanish people are. That's how Latinos are. We give everything for family. That's how I am, honey. I just prioritize everything. The kids, maybe no other man would do what I do for your kids, what I do for you, what I do for my mom, because it's just how I am, how I was brought up. And my parents, they were there day and night.
Well,
since
having
I was
another
12.
Child means that I'm going to get my attention taken away from me, then absolutely not.
Exactly, that's what's going to happen probably. No, I'm serious, honey. Like my mom literally was going to the office and then taking me to workout, soccer academy, every night until 10, raining, snowing, everything, like day and night for like 10 years. That's how it was.
Amazing. Amazing. It's just
that's why I developed such a strong relationship with her.
It's a choice, right? It's a choice.
Exactly. My father actually said to me at some point, listen, no matter what happened with you in life, I did a commitment to myself. My life is all about my kids and my work. And I will keep that for the rest. I will take care of you guys mentally and I will be there forever. And that's something that it always stick on me. That's why I want to take care of them, first of all. And, for me, they are everything.
So there we are. We really are. This holiday has been changing. Well, this holiday, as I said, is not a holiday. I want you all to know that. I know it looks extremely glamorous from the outside.
It's
and
not.
It is. It is. Well, it is.
But
it is.
The,
I know everyone
glamorous,
feels,
it doesn't
but there's
take
a
away.
Lot of work behind
exactly.
These holidays, okay? And these holidays are not planned for us. I did not choose to go to Ibiza. I did not choose to go, wherever we've been. The kids did.
But can I say something?
And they deserve it. They deserve it.
100%. But everything is about energy. And no matter what the situation you are in or what you have to go through, if you have that partnership with that person, you can push and go through everything. We are, just making the most out of everything, even though it's been tough. But,
when one of us is down, the other does take over.
100%.
He knows when I've actually hit a wall and I can't do anymore. He really does. And then he just jumps into action. He's amazing like that. And I couldn't ask for a better partner. I know how hard you work. And I can't look
Thank
at you when
honey.
I say this because then I'll have to you a cuddle.
That's really going inside me.
I know.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Right. So anyway, thank you. And if you guys do have any tips, don't forget to subscribe.
We will put on the Caroline's Instagram actually a thing, just a question, just for you guys to tell us how step parents do it. Like, is this so hard? I don't know how. Like, what to do?
Yeah, and then you end up like I've got three kids. So three kids with three kids. If you let them all bring a friend, that's six kids. Then the cost skyrockets.
And then
I
have school traveling, basically.
I need to, the whole thing is just insane.
It's ridiculous. Literally.
So any answers? So don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and leave your messages. I would really, really love to hear from you.
Every Wednesday, one comes out.
We are feeling it out. We are learning on the hop. And I have to...
It's actually so beautiful because it's a learning process for me, but also I feel like you are learning as well, honey.
Of course I'm learning.
It's very good.
I haven't been divorced before.
I know that, but like,
and
you
I
know...
And I need to know for the next time.
Anda la mierda, honey. Shut up. There's no next time. Es gilipollas, tío. So sorry, guys.
Thank you
so much for listening to...
To Divorce Not Dead.
We're always here for you guys.
We are.
Thank you for listening to Divorce Not Dead. Tune in next Wednesday for a new episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. We'd love to hear from you. Follow me on social media at @CarolineStanbury for all the behind-the-scenes action.